I feel so confused and alone. No one really understands.
No one really understands. People keep saying how great I look. If they only knew how depressed I am, how sick I am. I need answers.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
The Mix with your host, Bam, on WHFR.
My name is Bam, and I invite you to join me for my newest show called The Mix with Bam, every Thursday from 9 to midnight. The three-hour mix is spun by guest DJs from around the world, featuring the very best in electronic music. It's all hosted by me, every single Thursday from 9 to midnight, right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.
The English and World Language Division announces the 37th annual Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest and 17th annual Larry Coulter Poetry Competition. The contest is open to any student currently enrolled at HFCC. $700 in prize money will be divided among the winners. For submission guidelines, check out michiganave.hfcc.edu. Or for more information, call 313-845-9716. All script entries are due by March 15th, 2012.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Blues with the feeling is good for your heart. I'm no doctor, but I have a prescription for the blues. Keep it locked to WHFR, the only station making waves. Hi, I'm Anderson Coleman. Listen to me every Saturday on 89.3 FM from 4 to 6 p.m.
Get over it, girl. What's done is done. When you lost a good man, I sure found one. The way you treated him.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Lindsay.
Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear yourself?
I'm there. Yeah.
You're there?
Yeah, I can actually. We do this all the time. By the way, this is Campus Connection. It's February 14th, Valentine's Day. Lindsay and Dennis, the whatever number Campus Connection for February 2012. And we do this.
Make this the second for 2012.
So the second for 2012.
Yeah, our first one was in January.
I think we've done like 25 or 30 of these, though, haven't we?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, we've been doing it for 2 years. So 2 times 12
is 24.
Plus 1.
25, 26. And then we did a couple months where we had 2 in a month. I don't know if you remember that. So there's like 30 times we've done. But regardless, the point is that we're here together again. They let us do this again. And the opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of anyone here at the college, but they definitely don't tell us what to say. And we're deviating from our normal format. Usually we end the show with this wonderful, delicious segment based on the food at the 5101 restaurant here at the college. And today we're going to start with food, and there's a good reason why, Lindsay.
Well, yes, we have Kathy, the instructional technician at 5101 here.
Kathy Dooling, yes.
She is going to talk to us about the wonderful events coming up at 5101 and the food that is being featured currently at 5101.
Kathy,
so, hello,
thanks for
Kathy.
Joining us on Campus Connection.
Thank you for having me.
Can we sit right there? Yep. And you have with you 3 menus. Now, normally, I think you may know this. I know I've told you before that we end the show. We try to make it 10 minutes. Sometimes
I think our fans actually suggested that we do that. Because
we end it?
Yeah. Because it's such a fun segment, and
it is.
You know,
and we kind of get into it.
A few people tell us that they couldn't actually. No, that's what was going on. We were saving it to the end, and some people were like, "Oh my God, we just can't wait for the end of your show to hear the food."
Oh, see, and all I heard was, "We can't wait for the end of your show," and I was like, "Wait a minute!" Now I have to tell a little story about Kathy, because I know Kathy remembers this, and I tell anybody that we meet. We were at the farmer's market, the farmer and artisans market in West Dearborn. And as the, we do every Friday during the season that the farmer's market's open, Jay and I alternate on Friday. So we go down to the market and we talk to, of course, HFCC is one of the sponsors. So we talk to whoever is down there. And frequently, members of the culinary department will be down there. So I'm down there. I'm just getting on the air. I've checked in with Joe, and I'm ready to talk. And I'm actually on my phone talking to the listeners. And you hear Kathy shouts out. She's about maybe 10 feet from me. Oh, they'll let anybody shop here. And I look over and I go, I'm on the radio. And I mouth the words, I'm on the radio. So Kathy composed herself, got closer, and then said, I'm sorry. Apparently they'll let anybody on the radio too. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So everybody heard that. Those are the words of wisdom from my friend Kathy Dooling.
That's great.
And she's still my friend, believe it or not. Kathy, you guys, you put out so many wonderful, I don't know, products, items, or whatever, culinary delights at the restaurant. And we just a little recap. 5101, I'm not positive how long it's been here, but it has quite a bit of notoriety in the community, does it not?
Well, it does. It started out as the Gate Room almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
And it was about a 25-seat restaurant.
Okay.
10 years ago, they did the addition here at the pavilion area and put in the 5101, which now seats 70 to 120 people, depending on our configuration.
And it's not enough, because I see that, you know, and again, you don't require reservations, but so frequently, Lindsay and I will recommend them, that people get them.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk, what's something that's coming up very soon?
Well, tomorrow happens to be a bake sale.
Okay. Mm.
Our wonderful pastry chefs and bakers have been very, very busy baking cookies and pies and cakes and bread.
And cheesecake?
And cheesecakes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will all be available tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock until 2, and then again at 5 until about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
And we do encourage the general public to come in and get the goods, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I know not just for the bake sales, but also for the restaurant.
You know, right. I have a quick question. Sure. The general public, are they allowed to park right here and say that they're coming in for 5101? Do you know the
Yes, if you come the into guarded... the visitor's lot and okay. just press the little intercom and tell them that you're coming in for the restaurant, the guards will
That's
let you in.
Great to know. Mm-hmm.
Which makes it a lot easier for mm-hmm. those, especially who have a problem walking.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, because parking here, obviously there's, you know, just under 20,000 students that park at any, you know, given
well,
time of the
day. Going to eat at 5101, you don't want a long way to walk back
no,
to your car.
No, you don't, because you're going to be full. Very good point. That would be a long walk.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So the bake sale, though, I do want to say, I know that in the fall there's this pumpkin roll that they do. Is there going to be anything like the pumpkin roll tomorrow?
I don't believe there's going to be a pumpkin roll, but there will be cheesecake and there will be cookies and pies.
So many things. And I cannot stress how reasonably priced these items are. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if you were to go to any other store, even... Actually, I've gone to some of those discount, you know, whatever, some of the name brand discount stores, and they don't really touch our prices.
No.
So then the quality is amazing. Okay, so that's tomorrow. We have something going on. What's the next thing?
The next thing week. Coming up is next Wednesday. It's our New Orleans Seafood Buffet.
How do you feel about that, Lindsay?
I love New Orleans.
Well,
I love seafood,
yes.
And I love buffets. So this is pretty good. Wednesday, too, huh?
Yes, it's Wednesday from 11 to 12:45, and then again starting at 6 to 7:45. It's $16 a person, all you can eat.
Wow.
We're going to have shrimp. We're going to have jambalaya and beer-battered cod, papillettes of sole, which is pounded out rolled sole, pieces of sole that will be poached, some nice pork loin that we're going to marinate and do some Cajun spices, and then a chicken Oscar, which will be chicken paillards with crab meat and a hollandaise sauce. Nothing's going to be overly spicy.
Oh, that's so good.
But it will give you a feel for New
My
Orleans.
My mouth is watering.
Now, if somebody wants an extra kick, do you have that? Is there anything that they can add maybe at the table?
We have some hot pepper. We have Tabasco.
Okay.
We have hot sauce.
You're prepared. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. I don't have to bring my own. Good.
And no.
The hours, once again, the hours for this are Wednesday.
It'll be Wednesday the 22nd. We'll start seating at 11 o'clock. We stop seating at 12:45. For lunch, and then at dinner we start at 6 and we stop at 7:45.
Okay.
So that's an hour and 45 minutes to eat.
Right. Oh.
Again,
it's a buffet.
Reservations are not required, but I can see how they'd be definitely recommended.
Absolutely. It helps us with planning and with seating to have reservations.
The phone number is 313-845-5101 to call and make reservations.
Actually, it's 313-206-5101.
Okay.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
It's a number that we actually had to purchase from Ford Motor Company.
No kidding.
Oh.
Because none of the extensions here on campus start with the number 5.
So that's a direct line right to...
It's a direct line right to the restaurant. And you can leave a message if no one's in the restaurant, because obviously it is a class, so we're in and out of the restaurant, and we do check the messages often. Don't always get to them right away, but we try.
Now, will there be any alcoholic beverages at the at that particular one?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
There was an issue getting the one-day liquor license for that.
Okay. But we do have a one-day liquor license for the next event, which we're going to bring up, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I've eaten that here.
Yes. Wow. It's on March 14th.
Wow.
And we will, again, have the one-day liquor license, so we will have beer and wine available. Same times as the New Orleans Seafood Buffet, 11 a.m. to 12:45 for lunch, and 6 p.m. till 7:45 for dinner. The St. Patrick's Day is $14 per person, and we'll have a lot of traditional Irish food. We'll have corned beef that we will make in-house.
Well, good.
We will actually corn our own beef.
It's so good.
Yes. The seafood chowder is phenomenal. Yeah. I absolutely love that. The Colcannon potatoes, which are potatoes with cabbage, okay, are really, ooh, really, yeah, good. We do a braised salmon and then shepherd's pie, very Irish.
Yeah, very.
Very Irish. And then they're going to do some Irish soda bread and a Bailey's Irish cream tort.
Mm. Oh, my God. I wish everybody could see Lindsay over there. She looks like she's just floating. Oh, my God.
Yeah, grasshopper tort bread pudding. And Chef Click is known for his bread pudding.
Yes. Okay.
Our bread pudding is outrageous. It is so good.
In a good way. Okay.
In a good, right, way. It is.
Okay, now, I'd like to, we brought up the liquor license, and I know that we had, there was a bill in this, that we're, I don't know the specifics of the bill, but it would entail that we could have a beer and wine license.
Yes. Actually, it's a Class C license, okay, which is the only type of license that they issue now, and that is a full liquor license. We, however, now that the bill has been signed by the governor, will only be serving beer and wine.
Okay.
And we probably won't be doing that until the fall, because we need to make our application and get all that together. And then we need to get some rules and regulations for those of us who are employed or attend classes here on campus. Once we have that, we're figuring probably for the fall semester we'll start serving it. It becomes part of our educational objective.
And that's really the goal, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
We have a second level dining room class, which we call a captain's class. And that takes our students to a higher level. Those students will be doing the beverage service. They will be learning how to pair beers and wines with the various food items. And that makes them more valuable to an employer when they go out into the real world.
Absolutely. Real world experience.
Because as a chef, they can say, well, I know what kind of beer or what kind of wine goes with this type of food. They can make the sauces. They can add that wine or beer to the item to make it taste better. Then as a server, they can do the same thing for the customer, which, when we get into the real world, increases our tickets and,
oh,
therefore,
absolutely,
our tips.
And I think as an employer looking at that, the marketability is there, because that's saving training. It's saving,
exactly,
a lot. I mean, there's a lot that goes in. I take it from a restaurant guy,
mm-hmm,
10 years, yeah, at a casual fine dining restaurant, and just the alcohol awareness class was 2 days.
Right.
I mean, including some of the wines, but also
to be
the
tip certified is what it's called, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so, no, this is a wonderful thing, and it did. There was a process here, and I know our state rep in the area, George Duraney, he was a big part of this.
It took us 3 years, and Chef Teeple, who is absolutely wonderful, spent 3 years of his life, blood, sweat, and tears on this project. And he went through the rigmarole. It got all the way to the governor's desk, and the governor didn't sign it before she left office. They finally got it back to the current governor,
Snyder, yeah,
who did sign it, which was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just waiting for the rest of the process.
And this is the bill specifically for community colleges?
It is for community colleges with accredited culinary arts programs.
Okay, well, yeah, we obviously qualify, right?
Right. We are American Culinary Federation certified. We are an exemplary program, which means we have a 7-year certification. The ACF is the gold standard when it comes to chef organizations.
That's awesome.
So for us,
well, for me, you know, when we talked off the air, I'm thinking, oh, this is a great way for the college to make more money. Well, you said, no, this isn't a profit center at all.
No,
this is about teaching.
Right.
We're not going to make money off of the sale of the products, but we will, like you said, give the students real world experience.
Right. And that's the whole point of the restaurant. The restaurant is meant to be a training facility.
Well, and I must say, as a byproduct, you serve really, really, really good food. Seriously, Lindsay, I know you're not on campus much. She's down at Wayne State now, but my wife and I are in there a minimum once a week,
well,
maybe twice.
What did I tell you this? Once a month, I'm here on Tuesdays, day of our show, and the first thing I do is get some food when I come in. I know that you guys make the food for the Skylight Cafe as well, right? Don't the students work in there doing a little bit?
We have students that work in there, and we occasionally provide product.
Yeah. Like soup, because I get soup like the second Tuesday of every month. I have some soup.
Absolutely. But have you had the French onion in the 5101?
I have. I had a business class with, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank on her name. We have the professional seating, the meal that we have to have in like a professional environment.
Oh,
we
have to.
Yes.
They twisted our arm and made us go and eat good food.
We have to dress up and go eat at 5101. Yeah. God, it was torture.
What a drag.
After they get an etiquette lesson.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've started doing that with the business classes. I do an etiquette lesson.
Good.
Yes.
So that they know how to conduct themselves during a business meeting.
Even if they're, so that's not for the culinary students. That's for the business.
For the business
the
students.
The guests that are eating.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Right.
Wow, that's why Kathy gets the big bucks. Kathy Dooling, this is Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. We are visiting with Kathy Dooling, who we've tried to get on the show for a while. This is a very, very busy woman. Mm-hmm. And we thank you so much for your time. And again, can we give people the phone number again?
Certainly. It's 313-206-5101.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a direct line to the restaurant. If no one answers the phone, just leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
But we do have a website as well for more information.
We do. It is the numbers 5101.hfcc.edu. Every Friday afternoon, I post the following week's menus, the specials menu, and then there will be little blurbs about the special things that are coming up at the very bottom of that.
That's basically, we get our information from where Kathy posts it each week when I can't find you. Mm-hmm. Seriously? Well, no, I don't mean to make it sound, I don't think she avoids me.
No.
Oh, here he comes, and then she runs. No, but when
that crazy radio guy again?
We do know that where we can find it online, and now our listeners can read along what we're doing at the end of the show. And we're not changing the format. Other than having Kathy here, we will usually finish the show with the food.
Definitely.
Okay.
Reminder, though, next Wednesday, the New Orleans Buffet. So
that's
everybody,
right.
Make your reservation.
Well, tomorrow is the bake sale, too.
Tomorrow is the bake sale. That's right.
Right.
I cannot. Well, what happens is we have a radio meeting in the evenings on Wednesday.
Oh, maybe 5101 could cater that?
Actually, I think Susan McGraw is thinking about it because she'll usually come here and buy a bunch of cookies and bring them. So
this sounds good.
My mistake is I always buy my own things, and then I go into the meeting, and there's all this other stuff. So I gain like 10 pounds every Wednesday that we have these bake sales.
I guess I should come to the meeting tomorrow, huh?
That was not to coerce you, but we would like to see you there, yes. Anyway, Kathy, thank you so much, and we hope to have Kathy on. It won't be another year. When the international buffets come on, maybe toward the spring.
That's right.
Definitely.
They start at the end of May, so
that's awesome.
They're coming soon.
All right, well, we're going to go to a non-commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk. So we'll figure out a way to fit in more food there later, Lindsay.
Yes.
But in the meantime, there's a lot of things going on at the college, and we will be back with that information. Stay tuned.
Wednesday afternoon. What are you listening to? The answer should be the Midday Mix. I'm Melissa. I host an indie rock and jam band show once a week on Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. You should check it out. Right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM, or at www.WHFR.FM on the internet. Come on, it'll be fun.
They ask for more. What do you think this fan club is for?
Every Thursday on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we bring you the best music in Detroit. Live and unadulterated. Rock, blues, jazz, soul, indie pop, singers, songwriters, all with a uniquely Detroit attitude. That's Thursday at 5 o'clock, or check out myspace.com/MotorLiveDrive/blog for a list of all our podcasts and link to those shows. Motor, we're live every week.
And And we are back. This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
Lindsay, I want to, as Kathy was leaving, I want to thank her again. It was awesome having her on the show. And, of course, I mean, food's such a big part of our lives. And I have to tell you something. It's becoming quite a habit with me. And I'm serious. Sometimes I want to eat every day. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, we did not bring up this wonderful student scholarship dinner. We'll talk about it again in March, but it's at the end of March. I want people to plan Thursday, March 29th, 2012, 6 p.m. at the 5101. This is Coastal Italian multi-course dining experience.
Oh, delicious.
It's $45 a person, of course. $30 of that ticket price is tax deductible. Beer and wine will be available for purchase. And we'll talk about it more, but this is to benefit student scholarship. So they have an entire dinner. Again, that's March 29th at 6 p.m. But we didn't touch on that at all. So I want everybody to know, I mean, we had four really cool things going on just between now and our next show that we would talk about.
Delicious things going on.
But we also have something that's sort of culinary related
it
to
talk
about.
It is very much culinary related. She mentioned Chef Teeple. Kathy mentioned Chef Teeple during her interview with us. And I couldn't help but I wanted to bring it up, but our time with Kathy was so limited that the HFCC's Ice Carving Club has won national title. Last month, Dennis and I were talking about the competition that was going to be going on at...
Well, remember in our last show, we had talked about the fact that they were in Holland, Michigan, and they won that.
Then they took a couple places.
Exactly. Yes. And then they went to
Plymouth, ice carving.
Well, before that, they went to the zoo, and
yes,
they won the competition.
That's what it was. And then the Plymouth one was coming up.
Which is like a huge international event, and I had no idea, and they placed really well there. And
yes.
Now this?
Well, there is the National Ice Carving Association Collegiate Championship, and this has been going on for many, many years. I'm not even... It's pretty, it's a national event,
right?
The total of 32 students and 8 colleges compete in this every year, and Henry Ford Community College has taken more medals than any other school ever. So, and once again, we took the national title here at Henry Ford Community College.
And I know that the winners, there were 4 main winners. Are they in the...
Yes, Chris, okay. I was going to say, our winning students from HFCC include Chris Bernash,
right,
of Allen Park, R.W. Ditto of Westland.
Yep, Ditto.
Ditto. And Jeff Lau.
Lau. Yep, he won the swine flu.
Of Dearborn.
Do you remember that?
He did win the swine flu.
That was at the first HFCC.
It was a flying pig.
It was a flying pig. He called it swine flu. It was brilliant. And I'm sure it's somewhere on the internet. HFCC.edu.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Oh, it was so good. It was on the cover of our paper.
Yeah. Paul Nuznoff.
Yes.
Nuznoff of Paul's Dearborn great. Has also won. And, you know, I'd like you to picture this for a second. These are, where did I read it? It was 300 pound blocks of ice. 300 pounds, and it's carved into just like an amazing.
And they try to use as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you and I will go out here. We're lucky enough to see some of these exhibits right outside here, as we've documented a million times on the show. During our first show,
chisels, torches, hot irons,
and chainsaws. Yeah, sounds like a great movie. But they'll have these things out there, and a 300-pound block of ice. It's rectangular. Mm-hmm. It's right,
and then it's turned into a flying pig.
But then they'll use parts of it to go on top of each other. So you'll see something that's like 7-8 feet in the air
because they mold it together.
It's
with
amazing.
Melting ice.
Yes, with the
irons. It really is amazing. And Henry Ford Community College continues to take the national title once again. I mean, we've done this over and over again here at Henry Ford. Our ice carving club is world renowned. Like, we're, you know.
I know. Okay.
It's hot stuff, man. Or cool stuff.
Yeah, we're the coolest ice carving club around.
We actually collaborated on a piece called Tooting My Own Horn. It's a technical piece that represented an abstract human made of musical instruments with one leg above the ground.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very.
That was Ditto, the president of the ice carving club, had said that they did that. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Congratulations,
all right,
guys.
Thanks a lot for doing that and making things cool at Henry Ford once again.
And keep on, the website. I just like to...
keep it cool. No.
No.
Keep on saying keep it cool because it's just...
No, they actually have one at HFCC.
Yes, they do. They have the HFCC or HFCCice.com.
Right.
And you can get any information you need about the Ice Carving Club. If you'd like to be a part of the Ice Carving Club, go for it.
You can become as a student.
As a certified culinary educator, you can do... that's what Teeple is.
Right.
Sorry. Anybody could do this stuff.
No, but there's actually a class on campus now. It meets on Mondays. There's a club. I think we're the first ones in the country, a community college in the country, to have a class in ice carving.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, they teach you these things, and you get to use the tools being part of the club. So that's important.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just fascinating to me that this is growing. And this is actually a marketable job. These guys go out there, they started their own business. Outside the Blocks is one of the companies that some of these guys started. And they go to these big events.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I had a friend. I was
just the Grammy Awards on Sunday?
No. I think I was watching the Red Wing game.
I believe one of the performances that were done, there was ice sculptures on the stage, and they had flames behind it to make like it look like it was like on fire.
How
or whatever.
Cool.
But then you could see through it, and then it was melting and doing this stuff. So they obviously needed ice carvers to do that, and you're making big bucks if you're working for the Grammys.
I was going to say, a friend of mine, and he went to a different college, another one with an excellent culinary program, or did years ago, and he, Lindsay, check this out, for 2 years, he had a job carving ice on a cruise ship.
Oh, fun.
Every day he would carve something
for the
head table or and he lived free, room and board,
mm-hmm.
food was paid, and he got money. And every time they would stop, he would go off and buy me a souvenir, whatever, you know.
So this,
what a great gig!
Next month I might not be able to do the radio show.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, maybe I'll be.
No, we'll do it live.
I'm going to join the ice club here at Henry Ford.
Yeah. Now, two years later, I think
right,
I'll join.
Yeah, I think I'll join.
Anyway, okay. Congratulations, guys.
Yes, congratulations to Chef Teeple and his crew. All right.
All right.
Going on tonight is the Winter Star Talk that goes on at the Planetarium here at Henry Ford Community College.
Fun.
Dennis has been going more than I have, unfortunately.
I've gone once since the new, because they renovated it, and now it's awesome.
That's what we were talking about last month.
Right, and it's on one side, and it's so neat. And you can see things like, there's things in space now that weren't there when we were kids. You know what I mean? Like it's just so different now. And I know there's things in space.
Sorry.
I know you're looking at me like what, Dennis?
This show should be televised.
What's in space now, Dennis?
Tell me.
Little
Uncle
men
Dennis?
Flying around. Lindsay, don't you read the papers? Anyway, it's a pretty cool show, and it's really important. I know you're going to say this anyway. Please don't get there late because they won't let you in. It's
no, they will not.
It's a safety hazard because it's so dark. Just get there by 7:20.
Space is a dark place. So
yeah.
Get there early.
The
going on is the Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. That's the Robert Frost mm-hmm. poem. And the person that's going to be narrating that is Dave Van Dorp. He is, yes, the voice of Dearborn.
Yes.
Yes.
Dave or Dale?
Dave.
Oh, okay.
Dave Van Dorp. He does like, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that was kind of loud.
At homecoming and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Homecoming, and I believe he does quite a bit for like the ice show for our little ice skates, figure skaters.
Right, right. Well, you know, Susan McGraw did that.
Arena. Yes,
for
she did
a
it.
While, and this is the same place, but it's a renovated planetarium.
It's room S126 in the science building.
Yeah, and we'll get you there, Lindsay.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, it's the newly. And you know what? This is your last chance. I'm sorry. Two more weeks. The 21st and the 28th will be Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening.
And this
it's the Winter Star Talk. It is absolutely beautiful.
And where is it?
7:15 in the science room, which is S126 in the Hammond Planetarium.
Oh. We just found out the name.
Yes,
it's a recent name.
Well, it is a recent name. This is a brand new science building too. So check it out, Henry Ford. There's so much going on. It
free.
Is free and open to the public. Yeah. Anybody can attend this, young and old.
Kids will love it.
Come on. Yes, definitely. It's Valentine's Day. Take the little one to a little Valentine Star Talk.
Hey,
Winter
Star any,
Talk.
Do you have any Valentine's Day trivia?
Oh, you know what? I sure do. Did you know?
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit of a women against men kind of thing I'm going to throw
right
at
that.
You.
I can do it.
Who buys more Valentine's Day cards, Dennis?
Women, except in my house. And that's a fact.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but you are
right. 85% of Valentine's Day cards are bought by women.
I would not have guessed that high a percentage, though.
Do you know anything
about this?
About Valentine's Day?
I know it's not a Hallmark holiday.
No, it's not.
And that's a big deal. Somebody asked me that. What is a Hallmark holiday? It's one that was created not necessarily by Hallmark. We don't mean that. But it was created by people as a way to, you know, spread goodwill, whatever. And it became popular just based on that, based on like word of mouth. It didn't have any, let's say, you know, roots in a specific event or a specific day. Valentine's Day, however, even though I know the background is a little bit of a mystery, there's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot more than a Hallmark holiday.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And different people are taking different credit for it, considering the Catholics and the pagans. They all have a say in how it
traditionally evolved. It's a pagan festival.
Okay.
Right? Yes. It's a pagan festival. And then, you know, Catholicism, they do that. They have St. Valentine.
Right.
I actually said St. Valentine's Day to someone I was on the phone with recently. I believe it was my sister. And I said, you know, well, St. Valentine's Day is next week. And she just, like, cracks up hysterically. Like, I can't believe you just said St. Valentine. Right. No one says St. Valentine. It's St. Valentine's Day. Well, I'm taking a Spanish class, and we were talking about all the saints and Catholicism.
Yeah.
And I said St. Valentine, and it didn't occur to me, but that day I was having class and was learning about all the saints.
But
so.
I think that as a growing, brought up Catholic, it was the same thing with me, where it was always called St. Valentine's Day in our house.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't have.
It's gotten shortened. It's kind of like the text way of speaking. It's Valentine's Day.
It'll be well, yeah, I won't shorten it too much to initials, but it'll all be right. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dennis. Another Valentine's Day I spend with Dennis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad. You make another day I spend with Dennis. what else you got there?
All right. Well, it's already going on 1:30 here at Campus Connection. It's flying by. We have so much to cover. And one thing I'd really, really, really like to get out there for you to know is the Uncommon Common Application Transfer Seminar is going to be going on tomorrow from 1 to 3 o'clock in the Forfa Auditorium. This is Henry Ford Community College University Transfer Advising Center and Counseling Department here at Henry Ford is going to be doing a administrative. Thank you. Services and conference for you to attend to learn about transferring to a university and what you need to do as far as filling out online applications for four-year colleges.
This is huge.
How to prepare for transfer to a four-year college and to receive assistance in completing the online applications because it's not easy.
No, it's not. Well, you know what? And you are an excellent example. Not that you had any trouble, but you do know that the
confused process
is confusing. Sure.
I was confused.
And the reality is that if for nothing, no other reason, learn the deadlines because if you're late, they don't make exceptions.
Exactly.
You can't say, I know it was last week or last month or whatever, but I didn't get my stuff together until now. They're going to be
like,
well, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is an excellent opportunity.
And I like it. It's the Uncommon Common Applications, what they're calling this.
I like that. And that's free.
And it's going on tomorrow. From 1 to 3 in the Forfa Auditorium. It's free. You technically, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to be a Henry Ford Community College student. So anybody that needs help transferring to a four-year university, any institution, can attend this.
Absolutely. The Forfa Auditorium is in the ACC building, otherwise known, and I love, Lindsay, what is it?
The big blue building with all the windows.
I actually say that all the time.
So do I.
It's very
descriptive. People look at me like...
I know, but they know exactly what
but
you're
they know exactly what I'm talking about, but I say it so quick. I'm like, the big blue building with all the windows.
That's awesome.
On
that's
Evergreen.
That's the name of my new band. The
big blue band. That's great, Dennis. Yeah. If you need any more information about the Uncommon Common application, whoa, gosh, scared me. That's Dennis throwing his arms around here pretty excited.
I'm okay.
Sorry, let me catch my breath, my bird.
What about my hand?
The phone number is 845-9611. Dennis,
I felt very strongly about that.
Accidentally.
What do you mean accidentally?
He banged his hand. Well, I had my back turned, so I don't know if it was an accident.
Totally
maybe
accident.
He was pretty excited about this.
Because that's good radio.
Uncommon Common application. Show up, you know?
Yeah, just show up.
Just show up. Tell him Dennis sent you.
And then hit the table with your hand really hard. Actually, that was probably really loud. Sorry about that.
It was a shock. I don't know if our listeners were as scared as I was.
They're gone now. You know.
To the couple that are still listening, thank you very much
for
listening to the Henry Ford Campus.
HFCC's Campus Connection.
What is the name of the show again?
HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
All right. All funniness aside, this is a Black History Month going on here and everywhere. It's February. It's Black History Month. Something big is going on tomorrow. Dennis, do you know about this? ASCC, the big blue building with all the windows, is having a 7th annual student
symposium.
Yes, we talked about this before the show very briefly. And there's quite a few events that are going on at the ASCC building regarding Black History Month.
Well, the one that you're talking about, the first one is tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the ASCC building. It's called the 7th Annual Student Symposium, Attributes of Highly Successful College Students. The symposium helps promote the importance of a college education and support our HFCC students as they pursue their academic studies. So this is celebrating 2012 Black History Month. Wednesday, February 15th, again, is the Attributes of Highly Successful College Students. On Tuesday, the 28th, from 2:10 to 3 p.m., also in the ASCC, but in the Barry Auditorium, this particular, what you can call it, another symposium or a conference. Housing is a Right, the Economic Crisis and the Struggle to Stop Foreclosures and Evictions. And they have a speaker named, I'll do the best I can with this. He's the editor of the Pan-African Newswire and a human rights activist. And his name is Abayomi Azikiwe. And I think I did that. I'll let you look at it in a minute to make sure. And then finally, on Wednesday the 29th, the day after that, from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Student Center, we have an open mic night. Admission is $1 to watch. And if you want to participate, meaning sing, for the open mic night, is $5. Participants may pre-register at the Student Activities Office, which is C105 in this building. Food and beverages will be available.
Is this just singing?
Open mic night, yep. Okay. There will also be a raffle drawing, proceeds benefit, AIDS Partnership of Michigan.
You could probably do it. It's probably Poetry Slam, too, huh?
That's a great question.
I would think it probably is. There's some wonderful, wonderful black poets. Is that, you know, am I being... politically incorrect or something?
I don't think so. African-American poets, sure.
Yeah, well, and they have the Poetry Slam is like something that goes on in a lot of urban cities. And
intense.
It is. So I'm thinking maybe that could be going on, too, at this open mic.
Yeah.
Of course, singing, you know.
Now, for more information about any of the events or the 2012 Black History Month celebration, please call 313-845-9865, 313-845-9865. And again, we have tomorrow... The Attributes of Highly Successful College Students. Tuesday, the 28th, is about housing and stopping foreclosure and the economic crisis. And the following day, Wednesday, the 29th, in the evening from 6 to 9, is open mic night. If you have those have questions, please, 845-9865. Did I pronounce that name right?
Let me.
It's at the end of the middle one, the middle event.
Try it. The speaker?
Yeah.
Abayomi.
Right.
You said Abayomi.
Azikwe,
I believe.
Okay, yeah. That's as close as I can get. I think
if we both say the same, I mean...
We're both wrong or we're both right.
Abimwe, if you're listening, 845-9676.
Hit option one.
You call us. We'd like to talk to you more about this.
Oh, absolutely.
There's another symposium going on. It's the HFCC. We are co-sponsoring. This is a big deal.
Okay.
We're co-sponsoring the Detroit Renailed. This is really big. It's going on.
You are really excited about
this. I am.
I don't blame you.
This is really cool. You know, I'm down in Midtown every day going to school at Wayne State, and I've seen a lot about this. There is HFCC in conjunction with the Committee on the Environment, WARM, which is a training center. Next Energy and Detroit Greenworks Solution, as long as Zachary and Associates, they're all hosting the Detroit Renailed. It's a symposium on destruction, and it's about Detroit and rebuilding and what's going on with all the vacant buildings and what we're doing in the city about this problem, epidemic, I guess, of vacant houses.
And the blight.
And the buildings. Look at the train station. It's kind of like, it used to be something amazing and magnificent and wonderful. But yet today, it's still something amazing, magnificent, and wonderful when you look at it. It's like...
But it's not functioning.
But what would we do without it? Could you imagine if that spot was empty? If Roosevelt Park there didn't have the train station, whether it be in ruins or if it is just functioning? I mean...
No, you're right.
To actually renovate that building would cost millions of dollars.
Well, there's been talk of all these different things to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody, and all the years that these talks and conversations have been going on, nobody's come up with anything. So you're right. I think it's a cost prohibitive thing.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of, like, you know, the Detroit police were talking about opening a headquarters there. The thing is, nobody has enough money to renovate it. It would cost a lot less to just knock it down. But unfortunately, it is an eyesore, but it's also
an
landmark.
Icon. Sure.
It's an icon, yes. And it's something that I can't imagine it not being there. If you want to learn more about the many, many buildings that are abandoned and factories and schools in our community, in the metropolitan Detroit area and in Detroit, you can go to this event, which is going to be comprised of guest lectures, panels, and industry roundtables going on by Focus Hope and Midtown Businesses or whatever.
Right.
That's going on tomorrow. No, I'm sorry. The 17th, which is Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday the 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's going on here, Henry Ford Community College's MTech facility, which is new.
And it's Schaefer.
Schaefer and Miller over there?
Schaefer and Rotunda.
Okay.
So between Michigan and Rotunda off of Schaefer.
Okay.
Right on Schaefer.
All right, great.
It's by our nursing school right next to it.
Yes, there's a new Oakwood emergency care place on Michigan and Schaefer right there, I believe, on the corner. It used to be Montgomery Ward.
Right. That's the town. That's called the town center. A little bit further south of that.
I'm picturing it now.
Yeah. Okay. It's Henry Ford's nursing school as well as the MTech. I want to ask you something. Is this similar? No, I know it's not the same because they turned the project they have down in the residential area. It's all colorful now. And they use scraps. And it's
the Heidelberg Project.
Heidelberg Project. I smell something.
Tyree
like
Guyton, he is the artist that did all this. That just the Heidelberg was just something that he imagined in his head, and then all of a sudden started doing it in like the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it has been taken down numerous times. They've came and they've said no, you can't do this, and the police have tore stuff down. Mm-hmm. And he's had a lot of problems with the city, but now finally, many many years later, he is able to do it and make it and grow on it and continue to do it. He's actually wrote a children's book it's about incredible. Turning garbage into art.
Yeah,
and that's kind of maybe, you know.
No, I look at that
as an independent project that he is put a lot into as far as something, this goes.
I know this is different, and I know this is more like what practical things can we do with these things? There has to be an answer.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking that some of the answers will lead to things like the Heidelberg Project.
Definitely. Well, and see, what they're kind of thinking, though, is how to create a nascent destruction industry in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So deconstruction.
Deconstruction.
I said construction, yeah. Sorry. Deconstruction. And one thing is this could create a lot of jobs,
yeah,
as far as what they're going to do with these buildings and how they are going to either demolish them or recreate them.
Well, if they're
going to
turn
them into art.
And if they're going to, okay, so you can demolish, you can turn into art, or you can keep them the way they are or keep them as functioning living space.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you look at it, the change is necessary and good.
You know, that's a good point. And there is this one building. It's called, I call it the Cass Castle.
Okay.
It's on Cass and West Grand Boulevard. It's my favorite building. And it's the old Grand Army Civil. It looks like a castle.
Castle, I've seen it. Yeah. It's brick, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's brick. And it's a giant castle. And it was, Civil Grand Army. It used to be a building in the 70s. Well, it's been around forever.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, it was used for AA meetings and basically like a hall for people to get together and do like, you know, senior citizen dances, okay, AA meetings, a recreational center is what it was. And that was in the 70s. Since then, it's been shut down.
Okay, but the building's there.
The building is there. It's boarded up and it's been shut down and it's just been sitting there for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I guess the latest talk, though, is that someone is buying it. It's been attempted to be bought a number of times. Someone is buying it, and they're planning on opening it up in 2013. What they're going to do with it, I do not know. I'm by there every day, though, and I've seen nothing going on to, like, show that they're actually going to reopen it and do
God,
something
I want to find
it.
Out now.
Yeah, I've been on a mission to figure out what's going on with this building.
Again,
but
this
just
all
like,
ties
you know,
into this.
It all ties into this. There's so many beautiful buildings in Detroit, and to know what they're going to do with them or how they can do it, go to this roundtable discussion. Once again, it is going on from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, February 17th at the MTech building. It's $30 per person, but if you're a student, you get half price. It's $15 if you're a student to take part in this event, this discussion. There is going to be...
Are there separate workshops as well?
Say it. It's okay. Just it's lectures, panels, and industry roundtable discussions. The reception there's going to be a reception following the event from 5 to 8, and that's going to be at 71 Garfield.
Okay,
I don't know much about that.
Okay,
actually, and that's the cost. The cost of the whole event is $30 a person, $15 for students. Register, and to register, you need to call 313-831-6100. I think this is really interesting.
So do I.
And I think it's really cool. And
I'll be down here.
You know, the train station, too, I was going to say, there's a construction company there. They have signs up. They have gates around the whole train station. There is a construction company logo there. I'm not going to say over the air what company it is because I don't really know much about them.
Right.
But there's guys in hard hats with trucks, and they're doing something there. I don't know if they're scoping it out to demolish what they're going to do, but they're doing stuff.
Okay.
So we're going to take a really, really, really quick break, and we're going to come right back after this.
All right. Stay tuned.
It's Wednesday afternoon. What are you listening to? The answer should be the Midday Mix. I'm Melissa. I host an indie rock and jam band show once a week on Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. You should check it out. Right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM, or at www.WHFR.FM on the internet. Come on, it'll be fun.
They ask for more. What do you think this fan club is for?
On the radio.
Put Me on the Radio by Mitch and Anthony.
Mitch and Anthony, thanks guys.
Thanks a lot for making that song for us, and I love it.
And you just had somebody call in to give us a correction. Was it Ken Parks?
Ken Parks, thanks a lot for that. It's he was talking about the building that's on the corner of, I said Cass and West Grand Boulevard. It's mm-hmm. Cass and Grand River, and it was dedicated to the Civil War veterans. And it's a wonderful, wonderful building. So
thanks for the information.
Yeah, if you're ever in the neighborhood driving around, check it out. Once again, We ended that kind of abruptly. I want to make sure you know the Detroit Renailed Symposium. Look it up on the internet if you're not having any luck, you know, call in that number to register. 831-6100, once again, is the phone number. And it's taking place at Henry Ford's M-Tech Center. We are one of the co-sponsors.
And it's on our website,
big
too.
Big deal,
yeah,
yes.
hfcc.edu. There's something right on the events.
There's talk about it page. All over the city.
Yeah.
All over Detroit and Dearborn and all of our metro areas.
We got 15, 16 more minutes and quite a bit of stuff.
We're on a roll. We're doing good. We have a guest coming in later this afternoon,
we do.
Don't we?
She should be here. In fact, she just walked up to the door. I'm going to go help her right now, as a matter of fact.
Here, I'll push the button.
There you go.
When I push that button, the door opens. And we have a little TV. We can see her right now. But, Dennis and I, we see all. We know all.
Brittany's up there.
We are the ambassadors of Henry Ford Community College, Dennis and Lindsay. You can go and let them in, Dennis. I'm sure I got this covered. I think I can handle it. Henry Ford Community College is going to be presenting the 17th Annual President's Collage Concert that is going on this weekend on February 18th. Henry Ford Community College has an amazing, amazing band. They have two jazz bands and the Metropolitan Symphony Band and the Wind Ensemble that we have here. Yes, correct? The jazz ensembles is Blue Fusion and Midnight Blue. Dennis and I have talked plenty, enormous amounts of discussion we have had about the Blue Fusion and Midnight Blue vocal jazz ensemble. They are wonderful. Their voices are amazing. And we also have a women's choral ensemble, which is the Renaissance Voices, and two mixed choirs, the Concert Choir and Vanguard Voices. All of these are conducted by Mr. Kevin Dewey and Rick Goward, and also Randall Knight, who I don't believe I've spoke with. And this is a really big deal, the Collage Concert, February 18th at 7 p.m. in the Michael A. Guido Theater at the Ford Community Performing Arts Center. We've talked about these concerts a lot.
Many. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you hear yourself? Well, I was going to say, hear yourself? You don't have headphones on.
No, but as we talked about earlier, we're going to have guests on the show. Here's the volume right here. Can you see that okay? And we have, this is really, really cool. We have our good friend, Diane Mancinelli. And Diane, I always call you basically the omnipresent overlord of the you're the director of the Full Circle Dance Company.
Correct.
And you are also, you're an instructor here at the college, a full-time instructor.
Correct.
And you do a lot of other things too, and I know that you've choreographed different events, and you're very, very much in demand and just a really good citizen from what I understand too.
Well, thank you, that's very nice.
I can't prove
you.
The citizen part.
No, you can't.
And we're also joined, is it Aaron Smith?
That's correct.
Aaron, and what exactly, and I know your function is, and I know that we're very grateful from what Diane tells me
thank you.
What is your background?
Background, I just graduated from Wayne State University with a...
All right. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, boy, here we go. No, we're at HFCC now, kids. Yeah. I'm just teasing. You just graduated, and you are... What did you get your degree?
I got my degree in dance, not education, mainly in performance. Studied lots and lots of choreography, and that's how I sort of met Diane and
okay.
Now I'm here.
And what brings you here? What specific event or what kind of things are you working on right now?
Well, so a couple of months ago, I got a phone call from Amy Gilmet. She's another faculty member in the dance program.
Sure.
And she's like, Diane needs a male choreographer to do lots of partnering or just wants to expand their horizons and their, you know, the ways that they do their,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about the company, the dance company.
The Full Circle.
Full Circle Dance Company, right. And so Aaron really did come highly recommended, not just by Amy, our adjunct here, but by many people at Wayne. And And so he is setting choreography. That means he's teaching choreography that he created.
Can I ask you real
on
quick?
The company.
Is it how common is it to have somebody you just graduated from Wayne? Is that a common thing for the transition from just graduating to?
No, but he's got a particular stellar talent, and so I happened to see a work of his that he composed at the American College Dance Festival last year. At the University of Akron in Ohio, and I loved the work, and I started to investigate who this person was, and I'm an alumna of Wayne State as well, and so anyway, I looked into that, and here he is, and he has studied. He's not telling you this, but he should tell you who he studied with also, and what he's doing, what he's up to.
Well. Now I assist choreographer Stephanie Martinez. She's a choreographer in Chicago who has studied under wonderful choreographers, Danny Ezerlo. Ann Rankin.
I'm teasing.
It's all right.
But for people that, I mean, these are names for people that dance. I mean, there's probably
they're
listeners right
Chicago.
Now going, right?
Lots of founders of Chicago jazz dance. And so I travel all the time and I choreograph and I learn lots and lots of partnering, you know, manipulating the bodies.
Sure.
And that's what I have brought here and what I bring into the students. And
well, how exciting that you're here at Henry Ford Community College. We're pretty honored to have someone like you under our full dance circle, is it?
Full Circle Dance Company.
What events are going on with the dance company coming up?
We have our spring, well, the first thing is the American College Dance Festival again, and it will be hosted by Grand Valley State this year in Michigan.
Cool.
And so we will be presenting two works for adjudication, and then we'll have one that we will present in an informal concert. And the dancers have an opportunity to take master classes with many different professors from all over the Midwest. And university professors, and then they will have a chance to, show their own work sometimes, or and then see other people's work, which is a really big deal too. So the
that's inspiring, isn't it?
It's very much so. Yeah. It's a great experience. I always say that I like to bring the students to this festival every year because they begin to know and understand how much they don't know.
That's exactly where I came from. And Monica, which her piece, she's a student now, she's getting to experience what I've got to experience. And you're about to experience something great, Monica.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Challenging is fun, especially when
and
you
inspiring.
Look back.
Inspiring, definitely.
So for how long are you here?
Like, I was here last week, and today is my last day.
That's what I thought. So you came in here. You it sounds like more than helped out. I mean, it sounds like you were here for a very specific purpose, and then you'll go and do your thing. Will Aaron come back? Is that something?
He will be coming back. Absolutely.
Like, he better.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, even if he doesn't come back to set a work right away, to teach master classes to. Maybe do a little workshop in partnering or something, maybe a little choreography workshop or something like that.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it'd be really great to have a different point of view.
Now, you talked about the Full Circle Dance Company that's coming up, these events that are coming up.
Yes.
How does do the classes fit into this? Because that's where you'll get a lot of the members of the company, right?
That's right. I mean, I often have students that take beginning classes even. Maybe they haven't danced in a while, or they just want to get their feet wet and know what we're all about.
Like Connie. She's a friend of the family. She was so excited to meet you, and then I believe she's taking class.
Yes, she is. That's she's awesome. Taking intermediate ballet. And that's where I draw from. I also recruit actively, and we also have high school students sometimes.
I was going to ask if there are ages.
Yeah, we have a dual enrollment program here, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have some high school students, and it's a great experience, especially if they want to go into a university dance program to start here.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Getting your start at Henry Ford is pretty much the way to go. And if you are a student that is going to Henry Ford or you plan on coming to Henry Ford, just know that once we are actually dual enrollment for high school students, and we also are a school to help you get your legs What?
And legs up in the air.
There are legs up in the air, yes. Yeah. And get you ready for transferring to a four-year institution. I can't recommend another school any better than Henry Ford Community College for getting you ready to go to a four-year institution. And thanks a lot for coming to hang out with us.
We got
to
work on our dancing metaphor, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank
Diane Mancinelli and Aaron, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Come to the show.
Good luck.
May 4 and 5, 8 o'clock at Edre.
At Edre. Right here on campus, yes. Center of Fine Arts.
Oh. Dennis and I will definitely be talking much more about that in the coming months. Great. And leading up to this May 4th and 5th.
Yeah, thank you. I know we wanted to get Aaron, but I know this is your last day, so thank you so much taking time with us. And we're going to be watching. We'll keep keeping track of you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
We're going to be right back for this non-commercial break.
Cast and link to those shows. Motor, we're live every week.
Arthur C. Clarke once observed, two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe, or we are not. Both are equally terrifying. Join your host, David Twitchell, the first Tuesday of each month at 1 p.m., when he and special guests examine the scientific evidence on We Are Not Alone. Right here on WHFR.FM 89.3, that's the first Tuesday of each month at 1 p.m. We are not alone.
And we are back to the Henry Ford Community College's Campus Connection. I am Lindsay. And Dennis is here putting his headphones back on. We just had Diane Mancinelli. She is the instructor of dance here at Henry Ford Community College. Also the
director
of the Full Circle Dance Company. And
But they have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And
I fluffed on her Full Circle Dance Company title at the first. I was nervous. That's a big, Aaron is something.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were having a Wayne State alumni that is like traveling the world doing choreography with dance. You didn't like. You stress that to me, Dennis.
No. Well,
pretty amazing, though.
There's
pretty amazing.
There's certain things I feel that I should leave out.
The shock and awe of the radio. Like, this is real radio here, folks.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
No problem.
And we had, wow, what an honor to have him here for a week at Henry Ford helping students choreograph their routines for the Full Circle Dance Company.
You know, and that particular world is so foreign to me, but now because we covered it a lot in the Mirror News.
Mm-hmm.
I consider Diane a friend, and Amy's also.
It sounds to me like we're going to be hearing a whole lot more about the dance company. Just like right before they came in, I'd like to apologize. I was talking about the annual President's Collage Concert that's going on. And we talk a lot about the music ensembles and the department, the whole music department going on here. Yeah. Rick Goward and Kevin Dewey. How many times do we say their names and discuss the musical groups that we have here?
Right.
The
They're
going to
be sick
jazz
of hearing about
the,
Grease in a little while, too.
Yeah, and the theater department.
Right.
And I really think Diane Mancinelli is going to be one of those names we're going to be hearing a whole lot more about. And the Full Circle Dance Company, we will definitely, May 4th and 5th, I have a feeling that our April show is going to have a lot.
They do so many. We're going to have theater people here, directors, actors. But I told you, I went to one of the Dearborn Symphony things, Dearborn Symphony concerts or orchestra events at the Dearborn Center for Performing Arts, and Diane had five of her students there doing called Moving Statues, and it wasn't on the stage during intermission. Intermission let out. Everybody came out to kind of relax and, grab a coffee or whatever.
And they were in the lobby?
Performing between the people. And it was all spontaneous. It was amazing.
That's
standing really next
cool.
to our school president, Dr. Gail Mee. And we had to move because they were moving around. It was really cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that really is.
So I've been exposed to at least a small degree to the Full Circle Dance Company and to some of the work that Diane's students are doing. Just nothing short of amazing. So, yeah, we recommend that. We'll keep this in front of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got there? The
collage concert, I would like to continue with that. It's the 17th annual collage concert. It's going on February 18th. That is this Saturday. And it is at the Michael A. Guido Theater in the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. This is going at 7 p.m. and reserved tickets may be purchased for $15 through February 10th by contacting Goward.
Really?
So, yeah, after February 10th, tickets are available for $20. So, sorry, listeners, if Dennis and I had a show that was on more often than once a month, we'd be able to let you know.
It'll be $5 more, but I'll tell you what, it's worth it.
It's worth it, definitely worth it. You can go to the box office at the Community and Performing Arts Center to purchase those tickets, or you could actually go to www.dearborntheater.com. And once again, this is you will be paying $20 to see two jazz bands, two concert bands, two vocal jazz ensembles, one women's choral ensemble, and two mixed choirs. Amazing. Check it out. Vanguard Voices are absolutely just a joy to listen to, and they are going to be one of the groups performing there. So head on down for a nice night at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center this Saturday.
It's going to be awesome.
It is Valentine's Day today, and you could take your Valentine out on a date this Saturday. I'm sure it still counts. It's Valentine's Day, so
I hope so, because that was my plan.
Was that your plan?
Yeah.
Do you by chance know who? Do you know who? Dennis. Now I lost my piece of paper. I was going to be quick. Okay, Dennis. Yes, the answer is yes. You probably do know who Esther Howland is. Esther Howland. Do you know who Esther Howland is?
Esther Howland.
Yes. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
1840s was her kind of time era.
Of course.
You
Esther
remember
Holland.
Her.
Yeah,
Esther
Holland. I'll let you tell people.
You guys worked together, right, for a while?
No.
She probably had you in mind, though, and you weren't even around yet. She is the creator of Valentine's. She made the first mass-produced Valentine in America. She is the mother of Valentine. This is what she is known as, the mother of Valentine. She first was to make elaborate creations with real lace and ribbons and colorful pictures known as scrap. And
okay.
She is the lady that now today, according to the Greeting Card Association, 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are sold each year, thanks to Esther Howland, of Valentine's Day, which, you know,
thanks
a lot
to
of
her.
Thanks
she had
to
help.
Her. Well, it's all, you know, and it's a shame that people still don't make their lace and handmade scrap. She called it.
Well, who
scrap.
Says we don't?
Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, women are the ones purchasing 85% of all the cards anyway, so I guess the remaining percent are the men that's working very hard at home with lace and scrap.
Listen, I call it scrap. Yes. My wife calls it dinner. Okay, happy Valentine's Day, Jen.
Happy Valentine's Day to you from Lindsay and Dennis.
And
Dennis.
Absolutely.
The Henry Ford Community College's
Ambassadors.
Ambassadors. This is the HFCC Campus Connection. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We packed so much in today. Thank you, Kathleen.
Kathy Dooling.
From 5101 to come in and speak with us. Thank you, Diane Mancinelli.
Aaron Smith.
Yep. What a fun day, Valentine's Day we've had.
I had a great time.
Come tomorrow for the bake sale.
I got news for you. I'm already going to be here. I'm going to be here Friday, and I'm going to be at the center on Saturday. So it's three events that we covered in our show that I will be.
Dennis will be giving autographs, and
I'll sign it, Lindsay.
Yes, he will sign Lindsay. Maybe a picture. Could we get a little picture of me?
I'll wear a straight haired wig. Okay. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. We will talk to you in March. Bye now.
Bye-bye.